Another beautiful day at NRG Stadium as day 9 of Houston Texans training camp in the books. Head coach Bill O'Brien meeting and greeting the fans and signing some autographs. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, I don't know if we, not that we never thought we'd see it, but really nice to see Bill O'Brien out there meeting and greeting the fans.
Patty, it's something that he wasn't doing a whole lot of when camp first opened. Now that we've been going along, I think he's taking a little bit more time to reach out and be with the fans, but he's got such an important job to do. Doesn't have a whole lot of time to do that. I call it the gauntlet. You know, the players have to go through the fans to get back to the stadium, which is fine. You want to be able to acknowledge the fans. I mean, they're the reason why you're here, but at the same time, they do have a lot of work to do.
Even you got caught up in some autographs yesterday.
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm just signing it.
They're chanting, Mark,
this
Mark,
illegible Mark Vandermeer, then voice. That's all I do. So,
hey,
I don't know
the
if
V could
like
be for Vandermeer or voice. Just Marky V.
That's not
bad. We have a new nickname, Marky V.
We
talk about Coach O'Brien's job, and that job number one is on the field. We've seen a lot of it this week, specifically with some situational work.
Yeah, Patty, last 3 days, a whole lot of that. A whole lot of teamwork, 11 on 11, and time on the clock. And here we go, 20 seconds left, no timeouts. You got the ball. What are you going to do? Or there was one situation today, kickoff, run out of the end zone. Then he said, okay, fumble at the 5. In other words, pretend there's a fumble at the 5, and you have to reverse, get the defense out there to make a stop. And Bill O'Brien knows it's such an important part of preparation.
Now we're working a lot of situations. Today we worked a ton of situations, last play situations, red area, third down in a red area, kickoff coverage situions, two-minute situation, backed up, backed up meaning inside of our own 5-yard line. We got to get the ball out of there. Punt from being in a backed up situation. You know, so we worked a lot of different situations today, and that's basically what the last 2 days have been about. And then tomorrow we'll go out there and grind one out, have a somewhat of a quote unquote normal practice. And then Wednesday will be their day off. Thursday we'll do a little Arizona work. And then Friday walk through, and we'll be leaving for Arizona Friday.
It's very important just to get down the mental aspect of the game and just critical situations that come up in a football game, being backed up on your goal line, two-minute drills, special team situations. And it's good for us. It's good for us to just be able to react quickly and to process everything quickly out here on the practice field so we can make that transition on game day.
Oh, very important, especially for the young guys. Getting different, backed up and, with time racing against you, and you got to go out there and know what you're doing. And I guess that's what Coach trying to see, how fast can you can put the stuff together and go out there and be productive. So, especially for the young guys, give them a good look at that certain stuff like that, very beneficial.
Yeah, Mark, Andre Brown, one of the guys getting a lot of looks, some extra time with Arian Foster still out.
Absolutely, Patty. Alfred Blue getting a lot of time. You have some depth here at running back. Jonathan Grimes, who came back to practice recently. But Andre Brown, acquired in the offseason, one of those guys who knows what his role is. He's trying to make the most of it.
I pride myself in finishing every run. And, that's my style of running. Just run with me, run from me, or get ran over, It's a position where you got to know several different positions. And you got to know what's going on out there. So, I guess this week, since it's game week, it's going to be our first test. We're just going to go out there and just let it flow, man, because, it's just up in the air right now. And I guess we're just going to let it play out and then let our coaches make decisions.
And, it seems a day doesn't go by where we don't talk linebackers. And we had a chance to talk to another guy today. And I think there's a theme not only with linebackers, but I don't know if it's a Bill O'Brien thing, but intelligent guys.
Yeah, Quinton Groves is one of those guys, Patty, and he's got experience in this league, no doubt about that. And he knows, he's the kind of player, if it doesn't work out here, it might not work out at all. So he's going to do everything he can to get a job on the final 53.
Last year gave me a little time to, unwanted time to reflect and see how my career was going and things like that, But all in all, I give thanks for it. Gave me a chance to learn football a lot more and see the world from the coach's side of you instead of from the player side of you, always preparing for games as well as putting your body through practice and things like that. I learned the ins and outs of why we run this defense, why do we do this in this situation, and it helped me as a player.
So expect to see Groves on Saturday night. Now, some guys I think are hard-pressed to play. Maybe Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, Cushing obviously on the pup list, Jonathan Joseph. I think you're going to see a lot of veterans not suit up on Saturday night, Patty. Now, the upside of that is you get a lot of experience to younger players. Everybody rises up on the depth chart. You got to get those starters, though, healthy soon, because opening day against the Redskins, you can now see it 4 weeks from Sunday.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texas training camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, more linebackers. I'll go one-on-one with Jeff Tarpinian. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. You know, we've spent a lot of camp talking about the linebackers, and today is no different. Joining me now, inside linebacker Jeff Tarpinian. And we seem to be talking about him so much. Such a talented group, a lot of depth there. Just so far here now, 10 days into training camp, just what you're seeing with this group and sort of how you're fitting in at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we're just working on a lot of different situations, really working on fundamentals, and we're trying to come together as a team and really work on communication. And, you know, linebackers, we got to make sure everything goes through us. We communicate to the D-line, we communicate to the secondary, and it's really on us to do that.
You know, when we look at this inside position where you're playing with Brian Cushing out, I mean, obviously everyone's, you know, anxious to see Cush back. We need to see him out there. But, you know, sometimes that's an opportunity for other guys to show their stuff. Do you sort of look at that as a, you're getting a little more time out there, kind of being able to show what you can do and contribute to this team?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's working. We're all trying to get better. And, yeah, I mean, when you're out there, you're a starter and you're looking to do your job and just make sure you take care of your role as a linebacker. So, yeah, we're, you know, whether it's me, Tuggle, Muhammad, you know, younger guys, we're out there trying to get better and hold our own in the inside.
You know, you came in last year, and I believe it was the Oakland game, a franchise record, 16 tackles for you. You and I talked after the game. Just an incredible performance. What did you learn not only from that game but from the time that you did spend with the Texans about a half a season last year?
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, obviously looking forward, and, you know, that doesn't matter last season. But, no, I mean, anytime you get in-game experience, that's important, and, you know, you're able to see a lot of different situations which you can carry over and, you know, use that in the future to help you out.
You did spend a little bit of time at New England. Your rookie season crossed over a little bit of time with head coach Bill O'Brien. Does that, of course, opposite sides of the ball, but does that familiarity, or is there anything that sort of can help you knowing kind of what he expects when you come in and work with him here?
No, absolutely. He would coach up the scout team, which I was on, and teach us how to give the look to the offense. And, you know, he knows so much football and is so knowledgeable and really just understands the game. And that's one thing that I think's really carried over. And, you know, he's our leader, and we're just trying to follow him and, you know, be good teammates and do our jobs under his role, under his leadership.
Can you kind of give us a sort of a sense of what it's like? I mean, here you're a guy that comes out of college undrafted, trying to make a team, 3 or 4 years in the league now, always trying to kind of make the team, out here still trying to make the team. Some guys talk about having a chip on their shoulder. Some guys talk about working harder. How do you approach that, and kind of what's the mindset?
Yeah, I mean, as an undrafted guy, you know, you, as anybody really, you try to just play with the mentality that you never make a team, and you got to prove yourself each and every day. And if you really stick to that, it really helps you just make sure you try to improve each day and get better and help the team out.
All right, well, good luck to you. Thanks for stopping by. We've got to take another time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. I will be rejoined by the voice, Mark Vandermeer, after this. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. At the top of the show, Mark, you talked about some of the guys we might not see in Arizona on Saturday, but what about some of these rookies that we will be seeing and keeping our eye on?
Well, Xavier Suofilo at guard on the offensive line, looking forward to seeing him. I mentioned Alfred Blue, the running back. I mean, you name it. I think Clowney is a maybe at this point. We'll know more as the week progresses here, but there's so many of them, Patty. I want to see some of these rookie wideouts too. You know, you got Travis Labhart, got to see him out there. And how about CJ Fedorowicz? Shifting our attention to the tight end position, he's got a lot to learn. Caught the ball well at Iowa for a team that didn't throw it that well, and I think when you look at his size as a wide tight end, that would be the more blocking type of tight end, and his pass catching ability, you got a good combination there.
You know, Iowa, I was a starter for 3 years, so I really didn't have, you know, I had someone on my heels the whole time, but now I'm on somebody else's heels, and I'm trying to get on that field, get the trust from the coaches, and you know, come in here every day, be the same guy, and work hard.
And when we talk tight ends, Patty, don't forget about Ryan Griffin as well, entering year two. We always talk about the year one to year two jump. I'm really excited to see what Griffin can bring to the table, and I would expect to see him out there against the Cardinals.
Yeah, everybody looking forward to that game, but we've got a few more practices to go until then. And, of course, we are right here with you on Texans training camp today on Fox Sports Southwest for one more. That's right, just one more night tomorrow. Wednesday is an off day.
It's getting warmed up here. Come on.
It's over. Oh, we still have Texans Huddle. We have Texans Weekly.
We only have five shows a week on Fox Sports Southwest. Somehow we'll manage.
Yes, you'll be seeing plenty of us. But until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night, everyone.